A Jackson Township man will spend 6 to 9 years in prison for trying to kill his mother. 28-year-old Logan Shaw was sentenced April 8th by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni. Shaw pleaded guilty to charges of attempted murder and felonious assault. In January 2023, he choked his mother at an Island Drive Northwest home until she lost consciousness. The victim required medical attention. Shaw was given credit for 118 days served in jail. As part of his sentence, he will be on probation for 2 to 5 years after his release. The trial is underway today for a man accused in the presumed slaying of a Smith Township teenager. Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Maureen Sweeney in January granted a continuance filed by the defense attorney for 53-year-old Robert Moore of Alliance. Jury selection began today. A mistrial was declared in November after prosecutors said the case ran out of prospective jurors. Moore was found not guilty of aggravated murder stemming from the June 2009 disappearance of 17-year-old Glenna White. Sweeney declared a mistrial in 2022 after jurors were unable to agree on a charge of murder. Proceedings have been delayed 7 times. One of Alliance's most famous properties will be up for auction. The sale of the Morgan Mansion will take place Wednesday. It has 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, and 2-story porch. Kiko Auctions will conduct the sale of the property, which includes the home and 10 acres of land. The Stark County Auditor's Office appraised the lot at $353,000. Contents of the home will be sold at a later date. The home was built in 1940 by William H. Morgan Jr., former president of Morgan Engineering, and the son of Colonel William Morgan, who built Glamorgan Castle. A vehicle was pulled from Cook's Lagoon in Canton Sunday morning. A fisherman reportedly told police just before 9 a.m. he saw the roof of the vehicle in the middle of the pond. The small pond in the 1800 block of Mahoning Road Northeast is overseen by Stark Parks. Divers confirmed no one was in the vehicle before it was pulled from the water. The vehicle had been reported stolen from Plain Township Saturday. Bond is set at $350,000 for a man who allegedly attacked a woman in North Canton. 43-year-old Clinton Coe of Malvern was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. He was arrested Friday on a warrant stemming from an April 9th incident. Coe is charged with abduction, aggravated menacing, domestic violence, and strangulation. According to court records, Coe is accused of pushing the woman into her house and onto a couch where he strangled her. She suffered visible injuries. The woman was able to escape. Coe allegedly told the woman he would shoot her in the head after she said she was calling police. The pair have a 1-year-old child together. Coe is scheduled to return to court for a status hearing Wednesday. A man is in the Tuscarawas County Jail charged with multiple break-ins. The 39-year-old from Fairfield Township was arrested a few hours after the incidents, which occurred between 3 a.m. and 4:30 Friday. According to the Times reporter, the suspect used an axe to break doors and windows. The Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office says the man was arrested a few hours after the burglaries at Tuscarawas Valley Elementary School, a dollar store in Roswell, the Atwood Dairy Bar in Mineral City, and a dollar store in Sherrodsville. The Highway Patrol says a 2-vehicle crash Sunday night seriously injured 1 person. It's not known if alcohol was a factor in the wreck on Route 9 in Butler Township. A northbound motorcycle reportedly went left of center and struck a southbound vehicle. The rider was flown to St. Elizabeth Hospital in critical condition. The other driver was treated for minor injuries. The crash took place just after 9:30. It remains under investigation. A Xenia man is dead after being struck on I-77 in Tuscarawas County. According to the Highway Patrol, 44-year-old Bartholomew Snow was riding a bike south in the left lane of 77 South just after 10 p.m. Friday. He was hit by a vehicle, which sent him into the median. Snow was pronounced dead at the scene. The patrol is investigating the accident. The Powhatan Point man driving the vehicle was not hurt. Nurses at Salem Regional Medical Center have voted to approve a contract. The 3-year deal is effective immediately. The Salem Regional Nurses Association says an agreement was struck Friday following 16 hours of negotiations between representatives of the union and hospital. A union statement said the contract would address staffing issues, improve wages, and the maintenance and enhancement of their leave policy. They issued a 10-day strike notice April 12th. The deal was approved in a vote over the weekend. A strike was to begin today. A Youngstown man is on trial accused of sexually assaulting a young girl. Jury selection began today in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court for the case of 45-year-old Cipriano Ruiz. He is indicted on 2 felony counts of gross sexual imposition. Ruiz allegedly assaulted a girl from July to October 2022. She was 9 at the time. Ruiz was arrested in February 2023 after the child told police he had been touching her inappropriately. Girard police are investigating after someone shot at a home Sunday afternoon. Officers responded to the East Liberty Street address following reports of gunfire. A person told police he received a message from the person believed to be the shooter saying they were outside the house. He said shots were fired as the person was driving away and that bullets went through a bedroom window. Police found a round on the windowsill. An apparent swatting incident in Niles is the subject of an ongoing investigation. A dispatcher received a call from a man claiming that a man with a gun was at Eastwood Mall Sunday afternoon. The caller described the suspect as a long-haired male wearing black pants and carrying a guitar case containing an AR-15 rifle. Officers responded to the complex but found no person matching that description. Mall employees also said they hadn't seen anyone with that description. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.